We're hearing today from the Canada's Building Trades Union. They're pushing a letter through to the Prime Minister and wanting some answers about what's going on with foreign workers at our battery plant here in Windsor. Is there any answers yet of what they're saying?
Well, you know, our number one priority is to maximize local workforce. And so I can tell you that myself and Minister of Industry, Minister François-Philippe Champagne, we've spoken directly with the CEO of Nexstar, and we've communicated that. You know, we fully expect to maximize our local workforce, our local skilled workers. And but what I can tell you right now is there's about 2,000 folks working right now building the battery plant as we speak, 2,000, and only about 40 to 50 are foreign workers. And we know that some of those are necessary because they do have some specialized knowledge. But I want to reassure our local skilled trade folks that, again, we've been pushing the company to make sure that at every opportunity we maximize local workers. But again, like I said, 2,000 folks are building the plant right now. They are Canadian. They are local. And once the plant is up and running, we're going to have 2,500 workers permanently building batteries. And all 2,500 of those are going to be local, Canadian, and quite likely unionized as well, too.
So this letter they're sending, they're saying Canadian workers are being replaced by international workers at an increasing pace there. And you're saying, no, most of the workers, it sounds like, 98% of the workers are Canadian workers.
Yeah, I'm saying that there's 2,000 workers right now building that plant as we speak and installing equipment there. And 2,000 of those are Canadian or are local skilled workers, a vast majority. Only about 40 to 50 are foreign from outside of the country. And again, some of those are specialized workers that have specific knowledge and expertise. And so they're required. But again, we've been hearing loud and clear from the iron workers, from machinists, from the Canadian Building Trades Union, and we are listening and we are paying very close attention and we are acting. And again, we're raising those concerns directly with the CEO of Nexstar. And more than that, we're pushing Nexstar to establish a working committee where the company and the skilled trades unions can work together, can share, exchange information, and where concerns like those can be ironed out. But make no mistake, we absolutely expect to see our local workforce maximized at the battery plant. And that's the message we deliver to the CEO of Nexstar.
Why do you think then this is coming forward? I mean, I know that the Conservative Party before has come out swinging on some stories that were going around about hundreds and hundreds of international workers there or foreign workers. So where do you think now this is coming from again? I hadn't heard anything come up for a while.
Well, you know what? I think you have to keep in mind as well. This is when we announced delivered the battery plant. This was the single largest auto investment in the history of our country at the time. It was the first battery plant to be built here in Canada. There's going to be some growing pains, obviously, and that's why, you know, at every turn we've always said to Nexstar, we've always said, Communicate, work directly, meet directly with the skilled workers, with the unions, get the information that they require. And we've communicated that all eyes are on this project because it is the largest project in Canada and because it is the first battery plant in Canada, the first of many that will be built here. And again, like I said, all eyes are on the project. But we know that there's going to be some hiccups along the way. But again, when you look at the numbers, 2,000 folks building the battery plant right now, they are local, they are Canadian, about 50 of those are international or foreign. Once the plant is operational, 2,500 workers will be local, they'll be Canadian, they'll be unionized, and again, we'll be building prosperity for generations to come.
You know, of course, we got another announcement today about Honda in Alliston and more jobs that'll be created there. But the Globe and Mail is saying that the government doesn't have a proper process in place to track whether those numbers and whether those promised jobs are actually created. How do you figure out when you're giving these kind of incentives to these companies, how do you track that they are, these numbers, happen?
Well, First and foremost, these are production tax credits. And so the companies have to actually demonstrate that they've hit the targets, that they've built the amount of batteries that they said that they were going to build, and that they have to hire the amount of workers that they've said they were going to hire. And so the tax credits that appear are retroactive. So every year, if they hit their targets on both the workforce and in terms of battery manufacturing, they get a tax credit. And so it is retroactive. And so it isn't that we're providing them this funding up front. It is that every year they have to show their work and show that they're meeting their targets. And that's how we hold them accountable. But when you look at these investments, I mean, over the last 4 years, Patty, we've literally seen about 12 investments, battery plants, electric vehicle manufacturing and assembly, including the manufacture of components of batteries. And this is totaling, including this Honda announcement that we heard today, which is going to be the largest auto investment in North America ever. This is $50 billion worth of automotive investment in just the last 4 years. This is going to be thousands, tens of thousands of good-paying auto and manufacturing jobs in provinces like Ontario, in communities like here in Windsor, Essex. And look at the turnaround. Look at the incredible turnaround. 8 years ago, I'm not going to pull any punches here. 8 years ago, when the Conservatives were in power, Canada lost 300,000 manufacturing jobs. And we saw the impact of that here in Windsor because we had 11.2% unemployment. Fast forward, 7 years, and you're seeing $50 billion of investment in automotive. You're seeing 12 major investments across Canada, whether it's the Stellantis battery plant in Windsor, whether it's Volkswagen in St. Thomas, whether it's Northvolt in Quebec, whether it's Honda in Alliston, $50 billion of automotive investment, factories being built, and an additional investment on our doorstep. This is the complete, total revitalization of the automotive sector, of the manufacturing sector in Ontario. And it never would have happened if the Conservatives were in power because they don't believe in tax credits and incentives for industry. They don't believe in partnerships with industry, with labor, and they don't believe in climate change. And so you've got a government right now, you've got a federal Liberal government right now that is putting its money where its mouth is, making those major investments, attracting companies to build batteries and assemble vehicles right here in communities like ours. And it's the absolute complete revitalization of the automotive sector and manufacturing sector in Canada. It's incredible to see. It's exciting to see. And what a relief for communities, manufacturing communities like ours, that we have that security, that peace of mind, knowing that we're going to have auto and manufacturing here for generations to come. That's amazing.
Very good. Well, Eric, thanks so much for coming on to kind of take a look at this a little further for us.
You got it. Anytime you want to talk about auto and jobs, I'm here.
Okay, good thing. Thanks, Eric.
Thanks, Patty.